everybody, and welcome to Popcorn and Plot Holes. And now you might be thinking, who is this voice?
I wasn't thinking anything.
I wasn't even talking to you. But, I mean, you've seen the title, you've clicked the thing, but as you can tell, you know, we don't have a resident lifeless host.
Curmudgeon. Well, some might say curmudgeon. Today. Maybe not.
Yeah. As usual, Chris and I have been abandoned by our friends.
Yes.
Who apparently have something called real life happening to them. I have no idea what that means.
Real life is happening to me tonight. I am solo parenting and recording at the same time.
You are here.
Yes, I am here.
And since we don't have our full roster today, but we just learned recently of the sad passing of the one and only, the great Akira Toriyama.
Indeed.
The creator behind what is arguably the most successful and well-known manga or anime of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris and I are pretty big fans of anime, and I don't know if Chris reads manga. I do not, but
yes, I've read a number of different manga, some Dragon Ball, although it's much of it is a blur now. It's been a mix of Naruto and My Hero Academia.
I've watched the whole the first six seasons of My Hero Academia.
Yeah,
and one of the first. No, it's interesting because back home, everybody from my generation, my age group, knows Dragon Ball, knows Dragon Ball Z more than Dragon Ball even. Mm. I wasn't an anime fan in my early teens, late teens, and I only really started watching anime after I met my wife. She was the one that introduced me to it. And
really?
Before. So everybody around my age in Brazil knows two anime for sure. Saint Seiya and Dragon Ball Z. Everybody watched that shit. I never liked the first one. And I only watched Dragon Ball Z many years after it was out and done. But I actually started with the original Dragon Ball. The one.
Really? The original? OG?
The OG one where Goku is a kid. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of came to Earth and all that stuff. And it's funny because we just did an episode on Monkey King, which is the same story, just told in a different way, right? And I even though Dragon Ball wasn't the one that introduced me to anime, it was the one that made me stick. After I watched Dragon Ball, I was like, okay, I want more of this. And then that's when I went to watch all 300 plus episodes of Dragon Ball Z, including all of the filler and all of the "we'll be in Namek no time," the fucking whatever 35 episodes that take 5 minutes in story to pass.
Yeah. And two episodes of just powering up in narration. Yeah. Tune in next time on Dragon Ball Z. But it was, things were supposed to happen.
Yeah.
This time. Yeah.
Yeah, and the fight with Frieza and all that stuff. Dragon Ball Z introduced me to many anime tropes, including the filler.
Yeah, and slice of life that just point blank filler.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for me, there were faint exposures to Dragon Ball, and then by the time I hit high school, Z had just blown up. So everyone was talking about it. I mean, the nerds and stuff were talking about it, and black culture, black folk love anime, and we love Dragon Ball. So for the culture, it was awesome, and so. Yeah, from a personal standpoint, the exposure to Dragon Ball Z did wonders for me as a budding artist, because in high school, comic books and Dragon Ball were the trick, like the catalyst for my decision to want to be a comic book illustrator. And I didn't go down that path fully. I got close and I went to school for it, but Toriyama's art style and a number of others were definite contributions to the manga influence on Western graphic novel and comic book art styles. So like the impacts have so many different ripples into different medium.
And it, like, so since, you know, we're two nerds talking here, just getting more deeply into like specifics of, you know, anime and manga. So there are four major demographics, right, for this sort of art. It's young boys, young girls, men, like older boys or older younger adults and older boys and adults and male and female as well. They are all those are the four major ones, and all of the more famous anime and manga, Naruto, My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball,
One Piece, Bleach.
They're all shonen, which is for boys, right? Like around their teens, like 12 to 15. And if you watch shonen, if you read shonen before Dragon Ball, there's a very different, like, they're all very different. Like the stuff that Toriyama did with Dragon Ball, and especially Dragon Ball Z, was so influential even to other mangakas and animators. Like just the outlandish nature of it and all the crazy zany stuff. And it, like, it became like even the first Dragon Ball is a massive success. I was reading, and it sold, like, I think it's the original manga sold like something like 260 million copies worldwide.
Gee whiz.
Just the manga, right? And it's like almost, I would say almost everything you see in anime today, you know, whoever is listening to us now, if you're an anime fan, a lot of the stuff that we like about anime is stuff that Toriyama not necessarily came up with, but like influenced, right? And it's sad that the guy was very young when, like, he died at 68, apparently of a brain clot, which is very strange. And it's, I don't know, it's just a very sort of, you know, it's sad to see the guy go, even though, you know, I don't know about you, Chris, but I never saw anything. I know he has other stuff, like other manga that he wrote and all that stuff. I never seen any of it, but Dragon Ball, same. I think, is enough. Like, it's enough of a thing that, you know, he deserves a place in the Hall of the Greats. And yeah, you know, like Chris said, we wanted this to be a pensive, more solemn sort of you know, but honestly, in true Dragon Ball fashion, nothing goes as we wanted to go. You know,
my daughter's power level is over 9,000.
There's always one more Dragon Ball to find.
Right.
Yeah.
Nine? Oh wait. There's the Namekian Dragon Balls.
Actually, speaking of that stuff, have you watched anything after Z? Like Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball.
I don't speak. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't mean to cut you off. Keep going. GT.
No. Super and stuff. Yeah. I haven't seen any of those. Honestly. Like, I tried watching GT, which is like, it has like, because the thing is, Toriyama had a problem when he wanted to show that two characters got together. He never showed them getting together. He just showed them older with babies. That's how he knew how to make, okay, they're in a relationship. So that's what he did with Goku and Chi-Chi when he went to Dragon Ball Z. Okay, they're adults now. They're together. Hence, here are the children. The same thing with Bulma and Vegeta.
Vegeta and Trunks.
Yeah.
And the thing that semi pissed me off about GT is that, like, we had gained so much ground with Dragon Ball Z only to get someone wished Goku was a child again.
Yeah, it's so
lame. It just felt so disjointed and like non-consistent. So I didn't even bother with that, even though within GT they covered some new topics. Like I feel like that's where they introduced fusions. I'm not totally certain.
No, Z had fusions. Goku and Vegeta spent a good while trying to perfect the fusion.
The fusion. Because of Buu, wasn't it?
Majin Buu, yeah.
Yeah. So I got that mixed what up. They did so that's why GT, I don't like talking about GT.
In GT, it's Goten and Trunks also fuse in GT. But then they got Chi-Chi and Bulma to fuse for some reason in GT. I don't understand any of that. I never watch. I know Super is better, but then they introduce God Goku, and apparently he's like
Instinct? Yeah. Ultra Instinct? Yeah, there was Blue, there was Red, yeah. Blue, and then Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, and apparently he's a dick. And like,
was he?
That's what I hear, because he's all like broody and shit. And I'm like, I don't. The best part about Goku was, you know, as a kid, as a dad, as a ghost, he was always so like happy and upbeat. Unless someone kills a friend of his, then he gets really pissed off, which is also cool. But I was not here for, you know, sad, brooding, you know, mean-spirited Goku. I'm not here for that.
Yeah. I did watch, I tried to commit more time to Super, especially with like all of the chatter around, I mean, like the new power levels, the tournament, and the return of a lot of our favorites, Android 17, 18, and just like the fights, of course, like the fights were good, and then Jiren and all that. And so,
yeah, I never watched any of it.
So this is not a spoiler because of all the biggest notes, the high notes in Super, I don't want to touch on that.
Too, right?
Yeah. So like still like the fact that like Ultra Instinct is a thing, like in a way that's a bit of a spoiler, but you can't not enjoy like the new content for the lore, for like DBZ lore. And then most recently, like, because what we were talking about, we're always trying to find ways to bring animated content, animated content into the podcast. The question of like which Dragon Ball Z movie would be the most compatible. And
God,
it's been going since 94, 95, right? In manga sense. And so I started watching the Dragon Ball Super Superhero, which is the newest one from 2022. And the art style is a little different, but it's still animated. So they're leveraging some 3D aspects, but it still feels right. It still feels like it's supposed to.
I don't know how much Toriyama has to do with the new stuff or had to do with the new stuff.
Yeah. He did. Oh, were you gonna say something? Because I was gonna say
something. No, I was just gonna say I don't know how much, because it feels like after Z especially, you know, like quality dropped a little bit. Like the whole GT thing just didn't seem like something he would do. At least to me.
He was involved, and then as far as the manga, in 2015 he chose, well, he was leading up to choosing his successor.
I see.
I have the name, but my other computer went to sleep while I was parenting. There it is. Toyotaro. And so in 2015 he was chosen as his successor. And like I've been seeing like news around Toriyama, like before his passing, Toriyama was saying that Dragon Ball, like I don't want to say Z, but like Super or Dragon Ball is coming to an end. But like with his passing, I don't think his estate or like publishers really want that to pass.
Of course they don't. They want to milk the cow, but yeah.
Right. And the same is, and like, and who knows where his successor, Toyotaro sits in this landscape. So it's like, and the same is true for like some of the other big three mangas, like your Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. Kishimoto, Masashi Kishimoto from Naruto, he has a team. Like he may not be as totally hands on, but like with his spin-off series Boruto, that's a separate team that works on it, right? And so, as far as like Succession's plan goes, it'll be interesting to see how the dust settles on the Toriyama, Toyotaro legacy for Dragon Ball.
I mean, they all end up, all of them end up going, you know what, this has played it has played through, and it's now done, because they want to do new stuff, right? Mm. But yeah, we're talking about a lot about Dragon Ball, because obviously that is the thing that Toriyama was most known for, and certainly mm-hmm. the thing that I know him for. But yeah. Just to kind of touch back on the man himself, I like, one of the things that I read about him, and I read again now that, because he passed earlier this month, I think it was March 1st.
Yeah.
And I something 68. I read that I really like that he said, and reading about it again reminded me, is he said, my stories are not meant to teach. They're not meant to be, commentaries on society. They're not meant to be, protests or anything. I just want to entertain. I just want it to be fun and mm-hmm. funny and, mm-hmm. and exciting. And I, anybody who's watched Dragon Ball, anybody who's read Dragon Ball Z and watched it knows that he delivered like that. I had a lot of fun watching, even though, the story was at times, for most of it, the story was insane. And for, stretches of it, the story was thin, but it doesn't matter. Mm. It was entertaining, and it that's what it came to do, and it did it.
If anything, as a metaphor for gang culture, if you want to go further, you need to squad up. maybe certain tech companies have taken the squad uh-huh. up metaphor a little too close far. To Harden.
Yeah.
A little too far. And it's just like, we've got to decimate. Actually, no. Certain tech companies have applied what I think is the Ginyu Force protocol.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And some tech moguls have taken what I call the Frieza approach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Going from, attempting to monopolize, and if you don't fall in line, you will be eradicated.
Exactly. Yes.
So if that's the case, then I wonder who at Adobe, when Adobe tried to acquire Figma, if Figma is like a Saiyan race then.
Yeah, sure. We'd have to find a vegetable name for it, but that's another thing that I always found funny.
Kakarot's like carrot. Yeah, go on.
He never even tried to masquerade what the names were.
Yeah.
Right? It was always food. The man loved food. Like, even when it wasn't themed, like you have like the Saiyan, like, Goku, Goten, Gohan. Even Gohan. Yeah. I don't know if you know what Gohan means in Japanese.
Isn't it grandfather?
No, Gohan means rice.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah. Because Goku is the name, it's the original story is Son Goku is the name of mm-hmm. the Monkey King, right? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. yeah. But then he has, Chi-Chi is milk. And it's also an onomatopoeia for titties. As far as I know. But then you have, you have Kakarot.
Nappa, Kakarot.
Yeah. Broly, which is broccoli.
Radish.
Yeah, all of them. And the planet and the prince are just Vegeta. Vegetable, yeah. Right? And then you have everybody on the Capsule Corporation. Yeah, which is what he named his company, was the Capsule Corporation.
Smart.
And so then he has clothing, right?
It's yes.
Trunks. Bulma, which is Bloomers.
Yeah. What? It, oh, I wondered what Bulma is.
Yeah,
Bulma
was and you have related. Bra.
Go to bed.
The daughter. You know, and what else do you have? You have well, then you kind of
Dende. I don't know what Dende you know, and Kami.
Well,
I don't know
just
where those
means God. In Japanese. Yeah. But,
oh, like yeah, Okami. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, Dende just means something in Portuguese, but I don't think that's where he was going. But even
okay,
even like in the original Dragon Ball, one of his the first villains is pilaf, which is rice pilaf. Is a
oh,
dish.
That's a throwback. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it's I don't know. I just thought it was very unapologetically like I don't give a shit what the name is. I'm just gonna name it, and it's gonna be funny.
And we're here for it, and we love yeah. that. I don't know what Roshi stands for. If any, I could like check it, but off the top of your head, do you know?
Roshi, no. It's a I don't remember because in so I watched this back home in Brazil and
yeah
oh well, a lot of it anyway and I watched it dubbed. I think it was the first and last thing I ever watched dubbed in anyway because I always watched it subbed. And they changed some of the names. So in Brazil, Master Roshi was Master Kami.
Oh.
Which, you know, was just turtle.
Yeah.
So because he has the like the turtle shell that he wears sometimes. But yeah, and my point with this is like I can totally see how he was like, what do I name this? Well, Bloomers is a funny word. Maybe I'll just call this blue-haired girl Bloomers, and just, we'll see where it goes. That sort of thing. But yeah, it's I thought it was a good indication that he was not taking it super seriously, which is something I think you know more recent anime and manga could kind of learn something from, because a lot of them do take themselves very seriously, and I think it kind of takes away a little bit from the fun. At least for me, it takes a little bit of the fun away when they take it too serious, especially when it's this crazy with like
yeah.
power levels and the hair changing color and that yeah.
I mean, the hairstyles in general, it's like, how do they get that hair to stand up the way it does without all kinds of gel and pomace or whatever it is?
Saiyan power, man. It's just...
Saiyan power.
Yeah.
We'll never have another Akira Toriyama, no. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah. Like, I think he was, like I said before, very instrumental in sort of, certainly, you know, making the genre famous on the in the West for sure.
Yeah,
like I can't think of another nowadays. Sure, but at the time and you know historically, I couldn't tell you another series of manga or anime that is as famous and as influential as Dragon Ball has been. And I can say for sure that for me, it was the gateway drug to all of the lovely, lovely anime that I have enjoyed for the past, I want to say, 25 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah. And at this and to plus one on that, I don't think we need someone to surpass him.
No.
I mean, if it happens, that's whether it's out of competition or paying homage to, like, it's its own thing. And we have. Clearly, we've had other additions to the genre that do their own thing and are awesome in their own right.
Yeah, I don't think we need a new Toriyama. Actually, I was reading just now that you know news of his passing actually echoed really strongly online, and all of the creators of all of the anime we talked about, you know, Naruto, One Piece, Bleach. They all expressed, you know, grief and how much his work influenced them. And I think that's how it should be. Like, we shouldn't want to have another one. We should, you know, we should hope that people take inspiration from him and from, you know, all of the other ones that have done and make something different and inspired by, and you know, the old standing on the shoulders of giants thing, not, oh, I'm gonna be the next one. I don't think that's I don't think anybody's going there.
Yeah. If anything, it'll just pay tribute.
Yeah, yeah. I was also reading that the original name, so Goku, I think, is a sort of a contraction of the original name of Journey to the West. Monkey King is Sun Wukong.
Oh.
It's a little different name, yeah. I think Goku is the way that they call it in Japan. Because I've seen other references to the Monkey King as Goku, but... And I was reading it, you know, it started as sort of a, almost like an homage to the Chinese novel, and then it just got away from him. And again, yeah. I read that he was like, I'm not going to plan anything, I'm just going to write it as I feel like it. Yeah. And then he forgot that he wrote some stuff, and then he had to kind of reconcile things that were contradictory and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he left a really wonderful legacy, and it died very young. 68 is super young. So, it's unfortunate, but you know,
we can celebrate his contributions. His contributions are everlasting, and so
yeah,
that's awesome.
And it's going to be, you know, it's one of those things where not only can we enjoy, you know, we can just go back and read or watch Dragon Ball again. Or
true.
You know, play Chrono Trigger, which I hadn't realized originally that he worked on it. I think he drew for it.
Yeah, he did that and for Dragon Quest.
Yes. So he can go, you know, revisit his own stuff. To just enjoy what his work has inspired in, you know, other artists. And we can also, I think, celebrate his life and his work and his legacy by not watching Dragon Ball Evolution ever again. Because that's just offensive. Like, I watched it once because I felt like I had to.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know.
Chow Yun-Fat as Master Roshi, though.
But that was such a good cast, but everything else is so bad. Why is
James Goku... Monsters as... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, as Piccolo, like Brown Piccolo?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why is Goku, like, redheaded and like, Western?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
It's the whitewashing for perceived adaptation into the West. Wrong. It's already ready, bro.
I remember watching that with my wife, and we were both agog. The word is agog. The whole
time, as opposed to aghast.
I mean, we were that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand why. Like, who authorized this? That's my question.
We know who. I bet you if we check the credits, the West Side Boys will
I knew you were gonna blame them.
Hey, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Hey, you know the kids like is them Japanese cartoons. Let's make money out of them.
With the kicking, the kung karate, and the belts,
the Gokus and the Narutos. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Anyway,
the money prince itself. No, but aside from that. Yeah, don't ever watch Dragon Ball Evolutions. Just go, you're better off watching Dragon Ball Super Superhero. It's the latest one. And who knows, they might make another one. Furthermore, go watch Dragon Ball Super. Or check out any of the older manga itself.
Go play the fighting game, the Dragon Ball FighterZ. It's actually a lot of fun.
There are loads of those on whatever console you have, and there are mobile versions. Yeah, just withhold your wallet and you can be free to play for as long as you want. and there used to be on new gen consoles, I think it was called Shonen Jump, and it was a fighter, and it was the mishmash of all the major manga.
Shonen Jump is where most of the shonen manga come out, and yeah. Yeah, well, I think Anything else you want to add to this homage?
Resting power, Akira Toriyama, yeah. And you know, I'll do my best to not deck my entire house, or at least my man cave. I'll try to tastefully deck my man cave out with some more Toriyama. I don't have any DBZ, like, you know, decoration at all, and I think I need to rectify that. I need to select what, and I don't want to get a Dragon Ball tattooed on my body.
No, that seems extreme.
Can you imagine if I got a Dragon Ball tattoo on each of my nuts, Dragon Ball 1 and 2?
I don't want to imagine. Why would you say that? I didn't want to imagine that at all.
Tune in next time when maybe we'll be joined by the rest of the podcast crew. Let's end on that high swollen note.
Oh my god, this is behind the scenes, not behind the junk, man. What the fuck? I think we need to leave.
Let's wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Or you could put Dragon Ball tattoos on your butt cheeks too.
No, shut the fuck up. Let me finish this properly. Jesus Christ. Okay. By the way, we said on the last episode that we were going to do the Beekeeper next for our next episode, but because we have Roadhouse, the remake of Roadhouse coming up, I think this week. And I'm dating when we're recording this, but I don't care. So we are not doing Beekeeper now. We're doing Roadhouse first. And then if you want to know what we're going to be doing after Roadhouse, then you're going to have to listen to that episode and figure it out at the end. But, you know, for now, just, you know, if you listen to this bonus episode to celebrate the life and works of Akira Toriyama, now you're in the know. You're not going to be surprised when you see something else on your feet.
True. You've been blessed. Just say you're welcome and let's keep it moving.
Yep. All right, say goodbye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia!